if you've ever watched on TV or just paid attention, I guarantee you at some particular point, you're probably going to see some type of advertisement about a large settlement from a class action. Make no mistake, class action lawsuits are an important part of holding entities accountable for a variety of different circumstances and legal reasons. And in most cases, these class actions do an awesome job of ensuring that people can get large-scale justice against a specific body of individuals or a specific individual. But we also need to be clear about the fact that there are aspects of the class action settlements in terms of getting the compensation that may be a little bit more confusing than you realize. And here are some things that you might want to think about or be aware of if you are trying to get a portion of a class action settlement that you might be eligible for. Depending on how the settlement is actually set up, there may actually be classes of individuals. Now that may sound confusing, but what it effectively means is that there are people who they categorize within a class that might be more entitled to more money from the settlement than others. Now let me stress again that not all class action settlements are set up the same way. But it's important to recognize that in some instances, the breakdown of how the classes are established of individuals into specific criteria will play a long part in terms of knowing how much you may be getting. So even if you've been affected by the particular subject of litigation, that does not necessarily mean that you're going to get a large portion of the settlement money. So your class matters. Again, depending on how the settlement is actually set up, there may be a specific calculation that is utilized in order to determine how much of that settlement a particular individual is entitled to receive. Now, I know this is confusing, but you just need to understand that effectively, when they have this very, very large settlement amount, courts want to make sure that people are being apportioned the amount of monies fairly, and as a part of that apportionment, they want to make sure, or the courts want to make sure, or the actual settlement documents want to make sure that they're looking at how individuals are having money apportioned to them and recognizing that not everybody is going to be the same. So do not automatically make the math calculation where you all of a sudden see a $1 billion settlement and there's only 1,000 people in the settlement and you're doing the straight math. And you may be thinking, okay, I'm gonna take this $1 billion and divide it by 1,000 people. I'm one of those 1,000 and I'm rolling. Not every person is the same. And how they calculate what each person is entitled to will make a huge difference between a large sum of money and somebody getting a not so large sum of money. Think about this for a second. You may have it in your mind that when you've seen this large settlement amount, because they almost always advertise the large bulk sum, that you're thinking in your mind that you're going to receive a hefty portion of this. Then all of a sudden, you realize you only get a few hundred dollars. And you're like, what the heck? Now, if you had no expectation of receiving anything, then you probably won't be upset if somebody only sends you a couple hundred dollars or even a few dollars. But if you went into this thinking that you are going to get this large lump sum of money because of how big the settlement is, you might be very disappointed when you realize that that is not necessarily the way it works. So you have to be mentally prepared, and you must mentally prepare yourself for the reality that there is a good possibility that depending on your class and how they calculate the amount of money that you may be able to receive, you may not necessarily be entitled to very much money at all. Let's say that they have a category is called a derivative class member, which basically means your ability to get money is tied to a particular person. you might find yourself fighting other people. So now you're in a situation where you have this large sum of money or a sum of money that one person is entitled to who is deceased, who may not have left a will, that all these heirs or people who are entitled to receive are now fighting over in order to determine that they get their portion, or more importantly, that they make sure others don't get it. Class action settlements are sometimes complicated, and sometimes you may need an attorney to help you. Most instances, the settlement should be fairly straightforward. There usually is a governing law firm or group that's actually, after having gone through it with the courts, laid out exactly what is supposed to happen. However, if you fall into one of those situations where you're not sure how much money you're entitled to receive, or you need to provide additional documentation in order to demonstrate you're entitled to receive, or there are concerns that you do not fall into the class, but you know that you do, or you know that you're in a situation where the monies you're fighting with, you're fighting over with other people, or you're in a situation where there may be a bigger portion that's going to come, and as a result of your relationship to someone, people are trying to keep you from getting the money. You see all these different scenarios and you're like, oh my God, it's just that simple. It's just that cray. It's one thing if it's coming directly to you and you're the only beneficiary, but if you're having to fight through all these headaches because the settlement group who is trying to make sure that they are fairly giving out this money, you may need an attorney to help you deal with all these headaches. Now, class action lawsuits have come a long way, and typically settlements have become a lot more streamlined in terms of ensuring that they create mechanisms to make sure people know what they need to do in order to compensate them or demonstrate that they're eligible to receive compensation and what they need to do in order to get their portion of the settlement. Typically, you will see a lot of correspondence, whether it be email or things in the mail letting you know if they think you're eligible. You're usually working with a litigation group or class action group with designated people, like a paralegal or so forth, who will tell you whether or not you are eligible or where you need to direct the necessary paperwork in order to demonstrate that you're eligible. We have come a long way, so you should not have to deal with a lot of these headaches that I've mentioned today. But the reality is that whenever you're talking about distributing a large lump sum of money, there is a good possibility that the money coming may not be as simple and as straightforward as you think. So if you think you, or if you start finding out fairly early when you are talking to someone in the settlement group about settlements, and you're not sure if you're getting all the money you are entitled to receive or you're supposed to receive, you might want to give some talk about speaking to an attorney, because at this particular point, if it becomes that confusing, you want to do what's necessary to do what you need to do to protect your interest. And speaking to an attorney might give you the peace of mind to make sure you've covered all your bases. And most importantly, this might not be something that happens quickly, because whenever there's large sum of money is involved, there's always the possibility of more problems. Thank you.